Now it's prime time on 104.5 The Zone. Here's your host, Chad Withrow.
Welcome into prime time here on 104.5 The Zone on this Friday evening as we get set for Memorial Day weekend. Hope everyone has a fun vacation plan. Be safe out there as well. I'm your host, Chad Withrow. You can follow me on Twitter at WithrowZone. We got a really cool show planned for you this evening. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we're going to head out to Waco and talk with a Baylor beat writer about the situation there. Certainly plenty to discuss with that situation. Coming up at 6:30, Titans quarterback Marcus Mariota will join us. And then 6:45 this evening, Paul Fortenberry from VolQuest.com to talk a little Tennessee football will join us. Right now, though, I've asked a good buddy of mine, a guy I actually went to the University of Tennessee with, Che Mock. He is the agent for Keenan Reynolds. He works with ESQ Agency, and he has been kind enough to join us in studio. Che, we were talking just before we went on air here. Both of us have come a long way since UT, I feel like. This is good for both of us.
Yeah, it's been a nice couple years removed that we've both moved into.
Just a couple years, right. I like how you said that. Yeah, we're both just 24, for those wondering. And you've obviously been very busy. I've seen you all over television with Keenan Reynolds. Every time you saw a shot on draft day, you were right there with him, which was very cool to see from someone who went to college with you. You're doing very well now in your career as an agent. We talked to Luke Sanders, a UFC fighter, recently in studio. I know you represent him as well. But I thought this was a really cool tie-in. You've got Memorial Day weekend. We honor those who gave the ultimate sacrifice for our country on this weekend. To bring you in and talk about your client, who obviously played at the Naval Academy, attended the Naval Academy, kind of represents all that's right with this country in Keenan Reynolds. I think we should start with this, Che. You've got a little bit of news on Keenan Reynolds to open. Is that correct?
Yeah. So a short while ago, after all of the commencement, this was commencement week for Keenan. Let me preface it with that. And he basically graduated from the Naval Academy. And then earlier today, around 2 o'clock Eastern time, the Sword for Men and Thompson Trophy Cup were presented to him, which are two of the highest athletic awards. And then subsequent to that, the U.S. Secretary of Defense, Ashton Carter, announced that Keenan may defer his military service to play in the NFL. So, in conjunction with all of that, we now can say that Keenan is official to sign his contract, and he did so about 20 minutes ago.
That is awesome news, obviously, for his football career. And we've seen this some with the Naval Academy and at West Point, allowing athletes to go and pursue their dreams and work in the Navy or the Army in other ways while they do that. So, great news there on Keenan Reynolds. Of course, a local favorite also, played his high school football at Good Pasture, and a lot of people remember his playing days there as a great quarterback for David Martin at Good Pasture, and of course, the all-time touchdown leader in college football in his time there at Navy. Che, there's also a really cool event coming up, and you talked to me about this a while back, and I'm going to be there. I know Jonathan Hutton wants to be there as well. I know a lot of people in the community out there, high school football fans, football supporters, supporters of the Naval Academy, Good Pasture people, they're going to want to know about this event because it's really a chance to honor Keenan Reynolds. So what do you guys have going on with that?
Yeah, and thanks for the forum to discuss it. It's a really cool event. So the superintendent over at Good Pasture Christian School reached out to me, and he said, look, we want to do a salute to Keenan. We want to honor not only his outstanding football achievements, but also his academic excellence, his excellence on and off the field as a person. And so we discussed it. Superintendent's name is Ricky Perry, and Ricky and I sat down and had a couple meetings, and were able to come up with this really cool event where essentially Keenan's going to come back to Good Pasture on June 10th, and it's a fundraiser really to raise up money for Good Pasture's football stadium renovation, but also in conjunction with that, honoring Keenan. And so at 5 p.m. on June the 10th, there's going to be a meet-and-greet opportunity with Keenan. He's going to be coming in along with several other pretty cool dignitaries and NFL players. Mayor Megan Berry is going to be there. Benny Cunningham, who also went to Good Pasture Christian School and now playing for the LA Rams as a running back, is going to be coming back. And then there's going to be meet and greet. Keenan's going to sign some autographs. We've been able to secure some 5x7 prints from a trading card company, Panini, which is the largest trading card distributor in the country. And so they're going to provide prints that Keenan can sign for people in attendance to the meet and greet. And then at 7:30 p.m., There's going to be a ceremony that's going to be hosted or emceed by Charles Davis from Fox Sports and NFL Network. And Charles is a friend of 104.5 as well.
Yes.
And so Charles said he'd be happy and more than willing to come back in and help sort of MC and lead this event along. And then there's a bunch of cool surprises that are going to be in there. And those include, you know, video tributes from, you know, Congressman Cooper, Roger Staubach, Kirk Herbstreit. You know, there's special recognitions from, you know, some very high up people. And I won't mention all of them, but I think you guys can imagine at the state and national level. And, you know, it's going to be a fun evening and a great opportunity to really celebrate Keenan and his accomplishments, but also to recognize that, you know, we have a Middle Tennessean who's been able to accomplish so much and wants to be able to come back, participate in this salute, and then give some of the money back to Good Pasture for the renovations.
Yeah, it's a great event. And, you know, we talk about honoring athletes all the time. Keenan's so much more than just an athlete. And I think all of Nashville should be very proud to kind of call him their own. And I know Baltimore is going to be thrilled to have him as well, as you just mentioned, with that contract, which is also great news. This can be a really cool event. You mentioned those video tributes. Charles Davis emceeing. Mayor Barry will be there. I will be there. That means nothing to anyone else, but on top of everyone else. But it's going to be a lot of fun. Goodpasture.org is where you go to get tickets. And, Che, I know that there's different levels of tickets you can purchase based on what you want your involvement to be.
Yeah, and so if because of the sponsorship involvement and everything else, the meet and greet, they're going to be heavy hors d'oeuvres and really good opportunity to interact with these NFL players. And so that sort of premier package is $250. And then if you want to just attend the event, there's two tiers of seatings. One is at $100 and the other is at $50. And so, you know, we priced it just to be able to cover all of our, you know, cost expenses and everything going into, and then also to be able to raise a good amount for Good Pasture. Most importantly, though, we wanted to get to a level with that lower amount so that anybody can come. And, you know, hopefully the casual fan will take the time, even though that is CMA week, to come out and enjoy and experience such a unique opportunity to meet an NFL player who is transitioning now from, you know, Naval Academy play to the Baltimore Ravens, as you mentioned. And he's just, you know, I say it, and I really genuinely mean it. He is just a special individual, and I think people will see that and will really feel how personable and how honored he is by all of the accolades he's received, because he really does appreciate it. And I know he'll appreciate you guys and everyone coming out to support him that night.
Yeah, and this won't be the last time we'll talk about this on 104.5 The Zone, I'm sure. And we're excited about the event. I'm excited to be there. Excited that this event is happening. And I think you said the right word there, Chase, special. And that's what Keenan Reynolds is, a really special guy with a special story who's doing great things for this country and now possibly for the Baltimore Ravens in the NFL. So excited about it. Star-studded lineup. One more time, Che, if you can, just give the specifics of the event and where people can go to buy tickets.
Absolutely. Again, Friday, June the 10th at Good Pasture Christian School in Madison, Tennessee, we'll be having the salute to Keenan Reynolds. 5 p.m. will be the start time with a meet-and-greet, heavy hors d'oeuvres, opportunity to meet Keenan, get an autographed 5x7 Panini print, and just have a conversation with him. Other significant NFL players such as Benny Cunningham will be there. Charles Davis will be in attendance at the meet and greet as well. And then 7:30 will be the official ceremony, which will take place in the auditorium at Good Pasture Christian School. Again, Charles Davis emceeing it with Mayor Megan Barry in attendance and video tributes by Congressman Jim Cooper, Roger Staubach, Kirk Herbstreit, and many others. And so it's really going to be a fun and special night. You can go to goodpasture.org to purchase tickets. And if there are any questions about it or if anybody has any difficulty, they can certainly reach out to our agency, ESQ Agency, at info@ESQAgency.com. And we'd be happy to field any questions and help people out.
That's Che Mock with the lovely Barry White voice right there. And he's got a lovely event coming up to honor Keenan Reynolds at Good Pasture, goodpasture.org for more information and to buy tickets. Che, thanks so much for taking the time to join us in studio tonight.
Thanks for having me. This gives me flashbacks to our UT days.
So absolutely. Yes. All good flashbacks, too. All great flashbacks for sure. Not a lot of good thoughts going on in Waco, and that's where we're going to head next. We head to Waco to talk about the Baylor story. That's coming up next. This is Primetime on 104.5 The Zone.